So when I was about 20 years old, I was in the middle of this massive gender crisis, and I didn't know what to do. I felt super lonely, and I didn't even know that it was possible for a person to transition from female to male. And at the same time, I was just getting started writing my own songs and playing in the open mic scene in Towson at these terrible sports bars. And I wanted nothing more than to get out of that and be in a rock band in Baltimore. And two bands pulled me out of both of those ruts. The first band was The Degenerates. The Degenerates, if you don't know, are an amazing local queer band who I came to find out was fronted by Rain Alexander, who eventually I found out runs this damn town. She is so talented, so amazing, such a prolific artist and musician. And through going to the Degenerate shows, I became a part of the queer community and finally found the courage to transition. The second band is Guided by Voices, which I do not think needs an introduction, but if you do need an introduction, they are the greatest fucking rock band from America of all time. Guided by Voices, man. So Guided by Voices is fronted by a man named Robert Pollard, who has this great creative philosophy that you should create art every single day and put everything that you make out into the world, whether it sucks or not. And I love that, and I love the work ethic, and I love the honesty and transparency that that gives to his creative process, and that inspired me so much. And I listened to every album, every side project, every demo. It made such an imprint on me. And I got to see them for the first time in 2010, and it turned out to be very easy to meet them because I looked like a 20-year-old girl at the time, and Guided by Voices shows are total sausage fests. So I go backstage, and I meet them, and Bob Pollard gives me this giant, sweaty hug, and he calls me a cherub. And I meet his wife, and she's delightful, and we stayed in touch. And then 3 years later, I've transitioned. I've changed my name to Jack. I've been on hormone therapy for 3 years. I'm finally confident in my own body and my own skin, and I go to see Guided by Voices again. This time, so since I already knew them, Bob's wife, Sarah, invited me to hang out backstage the whole time, and it was at the Black Cat in D.C., and I don't know if you've been there, but it's two bars attached to one, and the other bar, there was a drag show, a really good one, and it was kind of spilling into the back area, and I was so torn because this drag show looked really good. But I didn't want to miss my opportunity to hang out with Guided by Voices more, obviously. So after the show, a bunch of us are hanging out in the alley behind the venue. Just like having a totally casual, okay time. And Bob appears kind of out of nowhere, and he looks pretty rough, like rougher than usual. And he's got himself kind of like slung over the bassist's shoulders, and it looks like he had maybe gotten into a fight or something, but it's hard to say. And he comes sort of just like barreling through the group that I'm in, and as he passes me, I hear him say, clear as day, I'm sick and tired of these fucking transsexuals. And I didn't realize that, I mean, it didn't seem real to me at first. It didn't seem like anyone else had heard it, and it started to sink in that I had heard my hero say this within earshot of me. And it broke my heart, and I was so stunned. And so I left, and I didn't tell anyone that I had heard him say that. And I couldn't listen to them for a long time, and I didn't tell anyone that I had heard him say that because I was weirdly embarrassed that, you know, I thought, you know, my friends would judge me for liking this band to begin with or something, you know, when he just said something like this. And so I sat with that for a long time. Meanwhile, Rain Alexander from the Degenerates and I were becoming better friends, and we started playing music together, and we started just playing covers of our favorite songwriters, and those were Nico Case and Guided by Voices. And learning these songs with Rain became so therapeutic, to hear my own voice singing Bob's words, like these songs that taught me how to write songs in my voice, a trans voice, out into the world, became so important to me. They came back through town a year or two later, and I didn't want to go. I was really nervous about it, and Rain encouraged me to go. So we went together. After the show, again, we were talking to Bob's wife, and she brings us backstage and takes us upstairs and reintroduces me to Bob and introduces Rain to Bob. And he grabs our hands and says, "I hear you're in a band called Guided by Wire." "That's my band name, you guys." He said that to me. I am so bad with famous people. I was totally speechless and giddy, but we were having such a good time. And then later, as we're just hanging out, Bob turns to Rain and I, and for no reason at all, says, "Hey, wouldn't it be cool if I was your dad? I'd be a cool-ass dad." And like Robert Pollard is wont to do, wrote a song, just sort of sang this phrase into a song, and I recorded it on my phone. And after he was done, he said, "Oh, you guys can have that." So now we have it, and I am very excited to bring Rain Alexander up here with me, and we're going to perform our collaboration with Bob Pollard that we wrote a verse to. Rain Alexander, everyone.
Vessel so slight, a ribbon around, a reach to explosion. I saw your image that night. Negative poultry, something to work with. But there's one thing that I got. I got a cool ass dad. What you had, you got a cool ass dad. You got everything, you got a cool ass dad. It doesn't matter what you had, you got a cool ass dad. You got everything.
You want to sing it?
I got a cool ass dad. It doesn't matter what you have. You got a cool ass dad. You got everything. You got everything. You got everything.
Jack Pinder, everybody.
Thank you.